We are now joined by the race runner-up, Ryan Preece.
Driver. That's the quickest post-interview ever.
Go ahead. I'm just messing around. Never mind.
Pretty good back-to-back days for you. I want to talk a little bit about today.
Just restarts are in my favor. I was kind of hoping for a green-white checker there, you know, because we were so good in the VHT. So ultimately, was really good on restarts, just too tight once we got racing, once I had to go up in that preferred groove. And, you know, you aren't going to beat that lane. Once it's getting a straight shot, it just carries so much momentum down the straightaway.
Questions? Start with John. And then the Lee.
John Haverill in the ESPN Albuquerque. Ryan, would you like to see the PJ1 applied to other lanes besides just the first and third?
Absolutely not. I honestly wish it would have wore out. I just sometimes you wish teams would be thrown a curveball because everything is so almost perfect in a way that it's hard to for me to make up for some things once we get going. So, you know, I wish it was, you know, that's why people like dirt racing is because the track goes through such a swing and the driver can make up for it. And I know how to search for grip. It's just so hard sometimes when these teams like the 22 was so good, even on two tires. And it's just hard for me to make up sometimes for some of those things.
Keselowski said he didn't think that your car kept up with you at the end. I mean, he said your car looked like it was, he said, I think, falling apart. But, I mean, it, you know, did you feel like you did not have the car at the end, though, to keep up with those two? And I have a follow-up.
I didn't. In the end, once Brad got going, I thought I had a better car than him, and I thought I had a better car than Christopher Bell. but it was similar to how we saw, you know, in earlier runs that they got better and I didn't. So, you know, being inside 20 or 15 laps to go, you're going to race hard because I didn't know if his car was going to fire better and get going. I knew he had two tires, so I was racing him for all I had, trying to get in front of him and chase down my teammate, but win here in New England. But at the end of the day, after a few laps, it just wasn't good enough to be with those guys.
And do you have a personal services contract with Toyota, or are you next year would you be up for the highest bidder?
Right now, I have no contracts, but I am looking forward to contending for the Owners Championship. I think we all know, especially you, Lee, is I work really hard to be here and run up front and show all these people that I can run up front. So at the end of the day, all I'm going to focus on is my next race was today and the rest of the season to try and win and show everybody that I'm going to be a contender every time I step into this garage. You know, I have a team that's behind me. Eric Phillips, great crew chief. The pit crew was awesome. The engineers are great. My crew's great. So it takes the whole package, but I want to show people in this garage that I'm not going to be the weak link.
Paul, go ahead.
Paul Emmert from Short Track Scene. Ryan, you said yesterday your main goal is to win. This is a third place finish. Where does that kind of fall as a success for you?
You know, it's weird to say this. I'm frustrated to finish third, but then I sit back here and think of July 13th or July 12th, 2017, where I had ultimately nothing. I had two races to show everybody that I could get a job done. So when you look at it like that, third place isn't all that bad. But at the end of the day, I'm a racer. I'm a competitor. If I finished third on the Wheel of Modified Tour, I'd be disappointed because I want more. You know, I want to win. That's why I race. So at the end of the day, third place, it's great, but you always want more. You're a competitor.
Matthew, go ahead.
Matthew Werns with 22 News. Ryan, can you just talk about the PJ1 out on the track? It seems like it was working for you on the bottom there.
I was just trying to get every bit of grip I possibly could after three laps. So I was searching around trying to make something work, and it seemed I could make it work better in one and two on the bottom than I could in three and four. And And I'm sure if an engineer mapped out this racetrack, he'd probably tell you 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 are exactly alike, and I beg to differ. So the outside, to be honest with you, the VHD finally was going away, I think, around lap 120, 130, and that's when I started trying to work the left front instead of the right front. So I applaud New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the hard work they do, for doing just that bottom lane and that top lane, because that gives you three lanes to choose from. Whether those drivers decide to stay in that lane, that's their problem. But as it wears out, it creates option. I think you saw more guys deciding to go down there, and it created better racing. So I don't think we had anything wrong with how they apply the VHT, and they did a great job.
Terrell, right here.
Terrell Covey, Portsmouth Herald. Ryan, with every top five, top ten run that you have at this level, young drivers across New England, kind of look up to you as somebody who they can follow. They can, look at the work this guy's putting in, look what he's getting out of it. What kind of a message do you have to, other drivers who might be trying to work and looking up to you and what you're doing right now?
Well, to be honest with you, don't give up. Nothing has been handed to me by any means. My father has taught me to be who I am today, and growing up, he wouldn't let me sit down. When he saw me sitting down at the end of the trailer, he'd tell me to go pick up trash. He'd tell me to do something. And when I got old enough to where things started to click, I wanted to be more hands-on. I wanted to take control of my racing career. And, a lot of people close to me even said, man, it's hard. We don't have the money. I didn't give up. I have a lot of great supporters in New England, a lot of people that helped me last year and a lot of people that helped me this year. So without them, I wouldn't be where I am. And without the success that I've had because of my family or the teams that I've gotten, the breaks that I've gotten, I wouldn't be where I am today. So my message to them would ultimately be, don't give up. If you believe in yourself, make it happen. If you're going to quit, then you got to give it 120%. If you're not going to do that, you're not going to get here. It took me until the age of 26 or 27 to really show people that, hey, I belong here. Tommy Baldwin had a huge part in it back in 2013, 14, and 15, getting me out there as far as it was small amounts out here, but he got me out here. He got me inside the garage, and he's been a huge instrumental role in being here, but just you got to work hard.
Any other questions? Congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you.